You're listening to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with a purpose. Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod and my co-host, Dr. Pat. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you today? Woohoo!
Rocking it. Really good. How are you? Thank goodness. You know, today is today and I'm loving it.
Good, good. Friday is always a good day for me. I'm great. Thank you.
Cool.
Dr. Pat, today we are talking about money. Yeah. I am going to be bringing on a guest in our next segment who has blown my mind with her simple message about how we think about money. I'm talking about a total paradigm shift going on here, and I cannot wait to bring her on in our next segment. But first, I just want to do a little background on this with you, Dr. Pat.
Sure, sure.
I worked as a fundraising executive for 3 decades, and as such, money has always been a part of my work. I really learned how deeply intimate and sometimes fear-inducing it is, and how also awe-inspiring money can be. I've explored personally myself and studied prosperity consciousness for more than 15 years, and I broke through my own thoughts of scarcity, or what I sort of term never enoughness. And for full disclosure, I keep it real here. You know I do, Dr. Pat.
I know you do.
I do. I really did fight with my husband for many years about money. And then there was the time that we nearly got divorced when I decided to separate out some of my own money to call my very own. In the end, however, I really did learn that my never enoughness didn't have to do with money. It had to do with the feeling of my life and that I had an unrequited vision for my life. And for those who are really listening right now, that's a big hint about what's to come in this discussion today. Stay tuned for that. So really, it's for this reason that I always knew that I would talk about money and, you know, really hit on the topic of money in my Discovering You Again work. I've written about it in my upcoming book. I include it as an entire module in my online course, and we are talking about it today. So Dr. Pat, let's talk money.
Yeah.
How would you describe your money mindset?
You ready for it?
I'm ready. Yeah, you know I am.
Money, get away. Get a good job with good pay and you're okay. Money, it's a gas. Grab the cash with both hands and make a stash. And I got to tell you, if Sean doesn't know what song I'm referencing, new car, caviar, star daydream. Think I'll buy a football team. Money, get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack. Money is a hit. Don't give me that do-goody-good BS. I'm in the high-frequency first-class travel set, and I think I need a Learjet. Money. Pink Floyd. But then they go on to say this, because this is really, you're asking me where my mindset is, and I want to break this down in terms of their lyrics. So then they go on to say, money, it's a crime. Share it fairly, but don't take a slice of my pie. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a raise, it's no surprise that they're giving none away. Now, that's Pink Floyd. That song became very, very popular, not because it's the best song Pink Floyd ever wrote, because I don't think it is, but it's a song that hit the hearts of people at this time. Mm. It is a song that I think is relevant in the world we live in today, right? Who is not thinking this? I'm in the high fidelity first class traveling set, and I think I need a Learjet. And if I don't get my Learjet, right, I am not feeling the mojo.
Right. I mean, you know, this is so true. Social media has really given these frames, just a frame, it's one frame, but it's given us this frame of understanding that people can travel in Learjets, and why can they and why can't I? So I'm on board with you there.
Well, I mean, let's just kind of be really upfront about this, because, you know, if we're going to be completely transparent, people have asked me that are watching our political arena. They asked me, what do I think is the top issue? What are people talking about? What's the top issue? What are people talking about? And when I give them my answer, they look at me like, no, that isn't it. And so my answer is, money. We're talking about money. We have political candidates that are talking about money. Let's tax the wealthiest. This morning, one of the candidates said, I hope that we can abolish billionaires. And then we're looking at somebody else getting in the race that is a billionaire. And so when we look at the top of our infrastructure of government here, and this is not party specific. Look at the whole range. One of the toughest conversations that's being had is about money. I can't raise the money. He can raise the money. Money, 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 money. It is in our face. And it's in our face at the very infrastructure of who we are as a country. But is that so bad?
Well, you know, on the one hand, is that so bad? But what I will tell you, I'm sitting here listening to you and having this feeling of that it's sort of out of my control. Of course, I have my vote. But there's a lot about what you're talking about that is sort of way out there. And that kind of money is sort of amorphous to me, to tell you the truth. That level of money. Really, I think that song and what is depicted is sort of on the minds of people, even right here with our own pockets. I will tell you that I'm involved with several large Facebook groups of women. While on the one hand, women are definitely talking about this, you know, this whole idea that you're talking about. On the other hand, they're also talking about what's happening in their personal space. And what's happening in their personal space, it ain't pretty. Right. It really is not pretty. The low earning wages, money they've lost in divorce, never having learned how to manage money. And this really is so disempowering. And so in an ironic sort of way, you know, that big picture that you're talking about, that's sort of above most of us, is, you know, disempowering, because we feel like we can't grasp it. We can't like grab control of exactly what you're saying. And I say that really for us to change our money mindset is where we grab control here, which is what then allows us to impact that bigger picture.
Yeah. At the heart of this, and I'm sure we'll talk about it today, it isn't really about money, because money is what used to be thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Money represents a form of exchange. And I studied exchange for 10 years under the guise of agreements, contracts, psychological contracts. Money is one of the greatest psychological contract factors we have in the world today. It is the number one thing outside of personal betrayal. It is the number one thing that if I say I'm giving it to you, if I say, okay, guess what? Susan, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you $10 on Friday, next Friday, week from today, $10. And you say, great. And Friday comes. And I don't give you $10. I give you $8 because I have factored out the rate of inflation for the week. You're not looking at me like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. You're looking at me like, wait a minute, dude, you said you're going to give me 10. I don't have 10. And so underneath money is exactly what you talked about earlier. The arguments we get into, how, what's mine, what's yours. And by the way, I just hope we're clear today and say, this isn't a show for me about sharing everything you have. It's about healthy boundaries around money for me, period. And why can I talk about this? If you're me and back in the day, you came down with the mystery disease and your hospital bills were the tune of hundreds and thousands of dollars. And you really have a moral and set of integrity. And you're somebody like me that has worked hard all my life. I work from the bottom up and you're faced with insurmountable dollar amounts. And you look at it and you know you have one thing that you can do. Back in the day, the word bankruptcy was not a stigmatized thing. It was for businesses and other people so they could get a fresh start. Today, credit scores, bankruptcies, not enough money, my money's in arrears, people have their self-worth, Susan, is being destroyed over a five-letter word.
Let us hold there for 1 second. We're going to go to break and we are going to change this and transform this around by talking about vision, Dr. Pat. We are going to have a paradigm shift in exactly what you just said. And we're going to talk about vision with Joan Sharp. So thank you. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Buzz for life? Buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondered if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want
get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
I am so happy that you have come back from break. I am delighted to introduce our guest today, Joan Sharp of River Family Advisors. Not just an advisor, Joan is a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversation about a shared vision. And you will better support your values, your life experiences, your legacy, and your wealth. Joan is a highly credentialed financial advisor with a twist. She always starts the conversation with her clients, asking them deep questions about life's dreams and desires, and leads them to the legacy they deeply deserve. You know I love legacy. I could go on sharing a long list of Joan's credentials, but I would rather have you look at it on her website, and let's jump right in to the conversation. Joan Sharp, welcome to Discovering You Again.
Thank you for having me, Susan. I'm glad to be here.
I'm happy to introduce you to Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat, say hello to Joan.
Hey, Joan.
Hey, Dr. Pat.
So let's dive in, Joan. I want to share something deeply personal with you. Hearing and integrating your message has truly changed my life. Now, my listeners and my followers, Joan, they know that I speak truth. I put it up there with a few other seminal resources about money that I have been reading for 20 years that really, truly changed my own money mindset. I learned to save more money from The Millionaire Next Door by Bill Danko. I learned about the importance of having your money earn for you from Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And I learned that the thoughts that you think about money matter from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And then finally, I learned about prosperity consciousness from Frederick Lehrman. I honestly want to tell you that your message of changing the conversation from money to vision is up there on that team for me. So I want to ask you, can you please share with us how you came to this message?
Well, so the message of changing the conversation from money to vision happened with several different things that happened in my life. But one real easy and notable one is I was working for a company and being transferred, and I made this change in the company because I knew it was going to be short term. And I had all my advisors involved with the sale of my house and moving. And my realtor came to me and said, hey, the people who are buying your house want to close 2 weeks earlier. And I'm like, okay. And she said, well, you might want to check with your accountant. And my accountant had been very involved with this move because the corporation was paying for my rent where I was going. And they were also helping to cover the taxes on that. So I called my accountant and I said, hey, the people who are buying my house want to move the closing up 2 weeks. What do you think? And she said, no problem. I was already moved out. 2 years later, I paid capital gains on that house because by moving it up 2 weeks, I stayed in an old tax law versus the current tax law we are in houses now. If I had waited those 2 weeks, I would have never paid capital gains on that house. And I asked my accountant why. And she said, well, I just assumed that you would buy another house within the 2-year time frame. And I'm like,
why didn't you talk to me or ask me what was going on? My intention and vision was to do this job for a while, and then I was going to move on to something else. Even the corporation was having me live there temporarily because they were paying my rent, right? And covering my taxes. Mm-hmm. And wherever I moved, I always lived there for 6 months before I would buy something. So she didn't ask me my vision or plans. And I saw this happening a lot and knew there had to be other people around. And I realized that more people have conversation about the money than they do what they're thinking or what their expectations are or vision. And I have an example. How many of you have had this conversation with a friend or a partner that says, hey, let's go to the islands? And that person says, we can't, or I can't afford it. And actually, they may be thinking, I can't take a week off. And you may be thinking 3 days. So that conversation dies, ends, and there's unsatisfaction. Imagine if the person had come back to you and said, well, what are you thinking? I can only take 3 days off. Or what if you said to that person, hey, I kind of want to get away from everything for several days. What about the islands? And then that person can say, I can do 3 days and I'm not sure the islands is where I want to go. Imagine having continual conversation versus an abruptly stopping.
I mean, Joan, that example resonates with me, as you personally know. I want to, you know, I'm just going to be real here again. I want to share with people my own personal example. After I've been listening to Joan and learning about the idea of changing your conversation from money to vision, I myself was talking to Joan about the idea of going on a vacation with my husband. And I was talking about being a little, a little stuck around that. And Joan asked me one simple question. It wasn't a big question. It was a quiet question. She said to me, Susan, have you shared your vision of going on vacation with your husband with him? And of course, I was like, even though I knew about this message from Joan, I had not done that. And when I did that, I said to my husband, honestly, the truth is, I said, you know, what I really want to do is be on a beach and like have downtime. We're working so hard. And, you know, we do have the money saved. And I'm not trying to say he was blocking, oh, we can't afford it or anything. But everything basically became unleashed and flowed when I changed the conversation from money to vision. And now we have a beautiful vacation booked to go to the beach, which I'm so excited about. So Joan, I want to personally thank you for that. And honestly, you know, this message matters. So Dr. Pat, do you get this? Are you feeling that shift in mindset from money to vision?
I think what you're talking about is a shift in heart set. The mind will always have you believe that you're less than what you really are. And so what I hear Joan talking about is a heart set. Mm. And what that means is, at the heart of what you were sharing is this joyful thing. You know, you think about, wow, I'd like to go on a vacation, right? Your mind doesn't say yippee skippy. Your heart is feeling something, or you can feel it pretty much in every cell of your body. When you say, I cannot afford it, you feel that in your heart and every cell of your body, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
But what I love about what you're saying, Joan, is that Herbert Benson said this a long time ago. The number of connections we have in our brain, this is how many we have. So every time, Joan, when you're talking about this and you're saying, I can't afford it, you can energetically feel the audience. Yeah. Like, yeah. And that gets in to all of the connections and gets embedded in our heart and gets embedded in our consciousness. And here's the thing that we're dealing with. If that can make it in, so can I have an enormous vision for my life that's going to do great things in the world. And each and every one of us that is putting it together will be paid well for it. And even when people set up nonprofits, they set up the nonprofit, and the, just the term nonprofit is such a misnomer. Think about the big nonprofits in the world. Alcoholics Anonymous makes a lot of money. They are a nonprofit. Look at the churches. Look, money. It's money. But what is the difference? They don't say, oh man, making a lot. They say, we're saving lives, right? Mm-hmm. We're bringing water to people in Africa that don't have clean water. You know, the two dudes that are cleaning up the ocean, yet they're out there saying, hey, guess what we did? We're selling little bracelets, and guess what? We now have a new machine to clean up the oceans, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound different? That, geez, I'd like to clean up the oceans, but dang, I don't have any money to do that.
They're sharing the vision with you, right?
Yep.
And you are buying into that vision, right? So corporations do this all the time.
Yep.
Why can't we do this with ourselves? Why can't we love what's important to us and have our conversation come from the heart to the mind and create the happiness, which actually gives you more energy? Isn't there something out there for one negative, it takes four positives?
Yep.
To overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we start with a positive?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to throw out, and Dr. Pat, you may know this. My question is, are people afraid to talk vision or value because then that's way more personal and they might get hurt more by it versus money, which isn't necessarily them?
I have a short answer. For me, there's a tagline to my show. It's been with me for 16 years, and I've taken a lot of flack about it, but it's me. And it's, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? And that is the key, because belief, I got this card from the station I've been on for 15 years. So see this? He could have got me any card at all, right?
Right.
But Eric got me a card that says, believe. The road to success is traveled by those who believe in themselves. That's what a vision is. So a vision without conviction is a comic book picture.
Right.
A vision without the belief, Joan, like you help people with, if you don't have the belief that accompanies the vision to then step into possibilities which will negate the negative chatter, right? Possibilities is the quickest way to reverse negative thoughts.
Right.
If you spent 5 minutes today on something that somehow in here you think you're not going to achieve, and just sat down free form and said to yourself, I believe in the possibility that $1 million is going to walk through my door today. I believe in the possibility that I'm going to be able to heal my body. I believe in the possibility, as Joan said, that my vision is already done and I am creating a way to do dot, dot, dot in the world. This, Joan, is the essence, and I know it's the essence of your work, but it is the missing link.
So I'm going to push back on the, I agree, the I believe $1 million is going to walk through my door because that's leading with the money.
Right? It is.
And that isn't how we get there. And that is what the world talks about, right?
Right.
So it's about and believing in our vision. And sometimes the vision is big. It's our 5-year, 3-year picture, but there's also the vision of the vacation, as Susan explained, right? And those smaller visions are just as important. And I want to add to this. One of the things, our vision, I listened to an audiobook and they talked about the vision that JFK had put out about the space station, right? And everyone didn't even know what that is. And what I realized was our visions are as big as our current knowledge base. But once you start walking towards that vision, the vision changes. It gets tweaked to a smaller, bigger picture or to a bigger picture. Because until we start moving towards that vision, we can't expand, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let me just talk about a vision. And thank you for talking about that. You know, there's an issue I think we have, and it's called counting.
Counting?
Like a counting? Counting things like counting? I'm telling you, this is so infiltrated in our psyche. I coach a sport, and I work with this young person, and he wanted to practice, but he didn't want to count the points. he didn't want to count the points, but I think this is what you're talking about. I'm going to end here. Women's rights means perfect equality for women in everything and every place, equal freedom and franchise in the government, equal chances at play and work, equal powers in church, society, and the home, never being treated as a child or inferior, always as an equal, responsible human being. That's a vision that was stated by Susan B. Anthony. And you couldn't take her off her game. Not for not having money to support her vision, right? You understand? Not for being told she couldn't. But this is really where I think you come in, because I think for the most part, we don't quite understand how to articulate a vision.
Susan?
You know, Joan, I'm going to step in when we talk about how to articulate a vision. Look, I love what's going on here. I'm taking some notes as we're talking. I really just wanted to really touch on that thing that Dr. Pat said earlier about, you know, Joan, you're feeling that energetic shift or that energetic breath in an audience, you know, when you speak to people. I know it happened to you when you spoke to my group, you know, two times recently. And so I do believe that we are hitting on something here. Articulating a vision, I just loved what you just said, Dr. Pat, about that big vision that Susan B. Anthony had. That's like, you don't move from that vision. That vision is organic. It's divine. You know, for her, it was divine. It was her guiding star, her true north, and there was only that vision, and there was big movement, you know, towards that vision as guided by that vision. We're also needing and wanting to bring it in for, you know, what I call regular people to have the experience. Joan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was hearing you say, and I've experienced this myself, that the more experience and then success we have with setting these visions for ourselves and achieving these visions is moving along the way of towards the ability of that bigger vision of which you just spoke. Is that?
Yeah. Well, when you have the small success, Susan, as you did.
Yeah.
And that's why starting, you know, it's the conversation. You just had that conversation about vision instead of money, and you actually had an enriching, beautiful conversation. So, it is a way of changing almost every conversation of sharing. And to Dr. Pat's part about the counting, I will say there is the technical side, our analytical side, right? And there's our personal side. And that young man felt more comfortable on his personal side than his analytical for whatever reasons in his life. But we have to put the breath between the two because the two coexist in reality and for us to move forward on the analytical and the personal. And we live our lives in every part, and especially when we have money conversations, is with them separate and not overlapping. And so if you start those vision conversations smaller, have your bigger one, but also with each step and the smaller things that happen in life, it helps move it forward. Yes, and give confidence. Don't we automatically get confidence when we have success?
Yes. Yes, we do, says the confidence coach. Exactly so. And I love your bringing us back and reminding us, Joan, about the conversation. So what's happened for me in the last 6 to 12 months that I've been hearing you, listening to you, trying to integrate and apply, is I'm applying this way beyond money. I'm like, talk about the vision, people. You know, for anything that you want to get done, talk about the vision. And so, but as with regard to money, you're reminding us about the piece that's important in your thought leadership message. Change the conversation from money to vision. We are conversing, people. We are conversing with each other, not texting, not emailing. You know, we are conversing interpersonally as humans with each other. And so, in your these personal conversations that you're having about things that are deeply personal, like money, we want to remind you and help you to understand there is beauty, benefit, and breath. And as Dr. Pat told us earlier, joy in finding that shift in heart set to have a conversation about what you want to do, why you want to do it, how it could get done, not just what it's going to cost.
Well, and I'm going to add to this because of the Learjet example Dr. Pat brought in earlier, and this is perfect, is that really who you are? And yes, it could be a dream to do it one day, but is it, you've got to look at the resources and what you have now, and how is that Learjet going to represent you, right? And sometimes I'm going to say, maybe when you create a vision, you have eventually, I want to go on a Learjet. You know, it may not be that you own it, but you end up meeting or working with someone that has one and you end up on that Learjet, okay? It isn't, you know, but that shouldn't be the picture, because do you want that Learjet to be what people remember you for? Because part of this vision and how you show up is how you want people to remember you. And I'm going to add here, people do these changes when life changes, right? When you have transition, disruption. I'm going to push back and say, why don't we start doing this while life is in the calm? Even though you may be afraid of rocking a boat, isn't it easier to rock a boat while things are calm and you can steady it than when things are already all crazy and turbulent? Than trying to then change the conversation. Start doing test conversations about vision. And don't we get upset or disappointed when expectations aren't made that we have of someone else or of ourselves, and we don't know why we get mad or frustrated, where maybe if we shared what our expectation was, which is a vision, right? An expectation is a vision. Then there might be a meeting of the minds.
I'm just loving this. You know, Dr. Pat, you've made reference before to the crowdfunding thing and what that's all about. I'm not sure, but whatever it is, I just want to hope. I hope that you will begin to even transform your own mind. Or not that I'm not saying that you're not, but that about really communicating that vision. And really starting with that vision, because it sounds like when you talk about crowdfunding, that's a very big thing, a huge opportunity, a transformational, you know, thing going on.
Well, but we're doing it the way that I think Joe just talked about. And what that is we're conducting focus groups. So, you know, there's the vision, right? And I just gave you
the conversation.
And I just gave you one line of it.
Yeah.
But part of having a vision too, as in my language, my mom used to say, Pat, you got to put some meat on the bones. And, you know, what that meant to her was, I am an idea generator. But how do you get the vision and then the action? And this is not today. This is not a conversation for today, because we're very specifically talking about the money aspect. But the vision, and once you have it, and by the way, I have an enormous business plan for it, but in order to go to a next level, how do we know this thing's going to work? Do we need to adjust our vision now that we're moving into action? Is it something people will actually want to buy or invest money in? But the vision, as you were saying, is driving the conversation, not the money. And that, I think, if we could just learn that part of what you said, then can you imagine how many things people would do to create a better world?
Well, and the creativity that you can have, because sometimes when you don't have the resources, for example, when our first recession happened, Hallmark came about, right? when we have to think harder about it, right? And even people with plenty of resources will throw things and buy things, but until they have a vision, they're not going to be satisfied on what is it you're trying to accomplish, and have that conversation together, because it does create creativity. And then you open the chance for adjusting as you go, right?
I love this. I got chills just before when Dr. Pat said, we're having focus groups, because in response to Joan saying, have the conversation when you're in the calm, C-A-L-M, instead of in the transition and the difficulty. So we're going to go to break in just a minute, but I really do just want to say, I'm like so happy right now, because Dr. Pat, that was the perfect example where you're having these focus groups while you're in the calm, you're planning something big, but you're not in the chaotic transition of whatever this amazing awesomeness is that's going on. And so you're really right in the model of what we're talking about here. We blew through the last break, but I'm going to have us take a little break now, and I want to ask our listeners to really give this thought. I want to invite you to think hard about what we're saying and figure out how you can apply this to your own self and your own life. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Joan to share a little more detail on explicitly how she does her work and, you know, how we can benefit from that.
Awesome.
So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Because that is when a big transformation in a family is going to happen and communication is going to change. But on top of really changing the conversation, I don't want to just talk about this and only work with a couple people. This is too important to start changing. So I believe in circle groups, and I can't just talk about this and you walk away and be excited. Because Susan, as you know, and you said in the beginning, you start this process and you think you have it, and then you go to the next level, and then you're back in the money again, right?
Yep, you started
the vision of the vacation, and then to the money, how much you spend, right? Versus staying in the vision. So I'm offering what are called circle groups, because it is about people supporting each other in this, not just me. And then talking about what they need to move forward. Sometimes it can be an education on what is an estate plan, right? And what is that? And it's up to the participants to decide. And then we talk about how we go to that through vision. And then when you hit those roadblocks in the quarter before the next meeting, you bring it and say, hey, I tried this and I got stuck. How do I help? So then it's the supportiveness of a circle to work together. And it's helpful if you're married, if both of you do it or not. But that is being able to do that. And they will be video calls because I want everyone present and feeling the energy of each person there, and kept to 1 hour because I know we're all busy and crazy, and and they'll be quarterly.
So I'm hearing you say they'll be quarterly over the course of a whole year, so that you really have support from each other. I'm hearing you say how important it is for people to show up to really engage in this thinking and discussing process. I'm hearing you say that your circle group conversations are going to be people supporting each other, sharing with each other and listening to each other. And of course, the nature of a circle conversation, in case people are not aware, is that you're creating this safe space for people to speak freely and honestly, possibly from a vulnerable place, when after all, anything around money really is, you know, a little bit vulnerable for some people.
Right.
So how many people would be in one of your circle groups, for example?
No more than 6 per group, because for 1 hour to give people the time. Mm-hmm. And what is also nice about the circle group is to learn to listen with no judgment. Because if you're not married, I mean, if you're married or family members, in order to hear the vision, you have to not have your own hearing, but a non-judgmental, so you are open to hearing what is being said.
Interesting idea about having couples participate, both people in a couple or partnership, you know, either a personal partnership or a business partnership, participate in that kind of circle conversation where A, it's safe, B, there's no judgment. Because let me tell you, there is judgment about money. There is judgment in couple relationships, partnerships, and also in, you know, business partnerships. So I love the idea that if you are part of two, you would both be there. But you and I, Joan, have also talked about singles, people who are single, and how in some ways they really do need the support of this type.
Yeah. Because people that are single, being one of them, you go through some days, and if you're me, you go through some days and you think, who the bleep am I going to talk to about this? You're not going to talk to your people, right? Because you don't want to get people sideways. I have a best friend, but I can't talk to her all the time because everybody rolls their eyes. They're like, oh, well, here she goes, another idea. Yeah. So the fact that you're creating a group like this is beyond important for people. It is so important to have what you are creating, these circles. How do I sign up for this?
Well,
how do I become part of the circle?
On my website, it's riveradvisors.com.
Okay.
riverfamilyadvisors.com. And on the top, it says change your conversation. And you click on that, and there's a drop down for conversation groups.
And the thing that I know that Joan is going to be having multiple groups going on simultaneously. Each one will be its own isolated circle group, but I know there'll be multiple groups going on in a year. You know, Dr. Pat just revealed something so important. Every leader is lonely in some way. Every leader is lonely. Leaders lead. They can't, you know, really confide in the people who work for them or whatever.
Well, and this is personal. I want to remind you, I'm working on the personal side.
Yeah.
This is, and especially as a leader, on the personal side, it's hard to share.
Right. I definitely, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was one of the things I wanted to say before.
Yeah.
It stems from the personal side. It is in the personal side. I've learned that from you, Joan. And for me personally, in our conversations about all of this and my own integration and applying of this really, truly transformational money mindset, it has flowed forth from my personal conversation with my husband. I have this conversation with my clients. I have it with colleagues. I have it in collaborative, you know, groupings that I'm working with. So it is personal, but it does flow out into your professional life as well.
Yeah.
So we've got the circle. I'm looking at my notes. I want to make sure we get everything in here. We have the circle groups. And then, Joan, also, you are going to be speaking to groups. You're going to be a speaker talking about this idea. What kind of groups will you be speaking with?
Well, it will be focused on individuals that want to hear on their personal side, getting ready to become an empty nester, right? And people who may be getting ready to think about having a family, mm-hmm. or are in the midst of having children. It is really, or have, know that they have not talked about money with their older children and are at a stage in their life, they feel like this is time that we need to start talking about what we're doing with families, and maybe not grounded. And anyone's, before you sell a business or thinking about selling a business, you and your spouse, especially if you're married, and even if you're not, because really, if you're not, Dr. Pat, I'm single too. You need someone. What is my life going to be? Yep. Who am I going to be moving forward? And I have to say, starting these conversations 3 to 5 years in advance are helpful, because your mind has always been so wrapped in one way. And you need to start opening and thinking of all the other possibilities that are out there. And it usually doesn't. I have someone I worked with. We worked together at least 5 or 10 years starting to write the vision of what the next stage of the life would look like. And there was education involved and stuff. So it's individuals that really know something is going to be coming and they want to be proactive
and prepared. Joan, we have just a few, less 1 minute. I want to invite you to read the River Family Advisors Impact Statement so you can really help, further elucidate.
This is why I am called River Family Advisors. We all come from a lake at the top of a mountain. One family. We start a journey as the river. The rocks serve as natural filters to filter out family stuff. There is transition and change. And like a river, we leave our mark, carving it out every day. It becomes our legacy. In the end, we join the lake at the bottom of the mountain.
That is so beautiful. I closed my eyes as you were reading it. Of course, I know it so well. I've heard it so often, and I love it every single time. It's such a beautiful expression of the work that you're doing and also the legacy impact that every person yearns for. And so thank you so much. Joan, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. You know, this Discovering You Again discussion is that this topic is so relevant to our listeners, women in the second half of life. This is on their mind. This is what we're thinking about. These are the dilemmas we have, the problems that we have. And I am just delighted to really have you as a guest on our show. And I will look forward to staying apprised and staying tuned to what it is that you're doing. Dr. Pat, thank you so much for this conversation today. I've always loved seeing you. Any parting words from you?
No. I think that Joan has said it all.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that's it for today. We will see you next time on Discovering You Again podcast with Susan Axelrod and Dr. Pat.
Awesome.
You've been listening to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch us next month as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.